JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we're joined by star of Triple M Adelaide, Tommy Rockliffe.
He was good with the lip on the field.
Porter kicked three on the trot. Rocky gives it to him.
And now he's even better off it.
Brownless out, Rockliffe in for the Rush Hour. JB and the Rock.
Please welcome Triple M's own Tom Rockliffe.
Oh, tell you what, Rock, I don't know if you've heard the jokes lately. If they don't improve, that could be the lineup starting next Monday.
Well, I tell you what, it's not only Billy that's in trouble. If Rabs keeps pressing that button for good jokes, he's in trouble as well.
Don't go down the gym line.
They both are. They're drinking their own bathwater, these two
mates, Rock. Come on.
We are mates, but you can't keep giving Bill ticks for them. They're horrendous jokes and they need to stop, Bill.
Oh, thank you, Tom. How are you going over there?
Yeah, very well. Bit of rain's blown in, so...
How about that for a question? How are you going over there?
Well, I was looking at something and then I had to say something. So, how are you? All right?
Yeah, good. It could be a wet showdown this weekend.
Well, number 52 showdown, of course. And Adelaide have won three in a row now. Mm-hmm. Port, nice win, 84-point win. So, should be a good game, this one. And it's Port Adelaide's home game?
Yeah, Port Adelaide's home game. So I'd imagine that they'll pack it out. I don't think there's any general admission tickets left, so it's just a matter of the members turning up. They might get 50,000 there for Robbie Gray's farewell. The greatest Port Adelaide player.
That would be a fitting way to send him off. He has been a superstar. They look like they've turned the off-field thing around a little, Rock, too, because this time last week it was all looking a bit wobbly, and now Ken's back and everyone's happy.
Yeah, the messaging was always the same, that Kenny was safe, and then David Koch decided to throw a little bit of fuel on the fire on last Monday and said that there'll be change, or if we don't improve, watch out. So threw a spanner in the works, but then reassured him on Thursday that he was safe on Channel 7 News, I think it was, in the end, and now he's away, and they had a really good win on the weekend, but I'm not sure what they came up against. Essendon were as bad as I've seen. I actually flew over and did that game for Triple M, and they were as bad as I've seen.
Because there's also reports that he could end up at North Melbourne.
Well, there is. I think he's safe. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He'll see out his contract. They're still in the sweet spot. I think they'll bounce pretty well next year. They've had a number of issues this year. You don't want to make excuses for them, but their form hasn't been that bad. They played the top four teams and got within two goals of each of those teams. So I'm sure they'll be looking for a huge showdown. Their players are coming out pretty strong this week and question Adelaide's culture pretty strongly.
They've had a poor year.
Yeah, they certainly have. I think everyone expected
them to. You can't say they haven't had a poor year.
No, yeah, and I said there's excuses for it if you wanted to make them.
Well, every club's got it.
Yeah, I won't make excuses for them, and I don't think they will. But I said their last 6 weeks, they've only won the one game, but four of them were against top four teams, and they pushed them to two goals.
Sitting 11th. It will be an interesting watch, though, Rock, because modern footy club sort of practice is that you certainly don't let a coach you want to hang on to get into his last year. So, I feel for Ken Hinckley because we all love him. He's one of the great blokes, Kenny Hinckley, to deal with from outside of the fence. Obviously, the media, he's a ripper. But it'll be every week until they make a decision, he'll be asked about what's going to happen at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be horrible next year, I think. I think he'll be coach, and if they lose a game, it's going to be sack Hinckley from the fan base and whatnot. So it's going to be a challenging year for them, but I think they're up for the challenge. We know that Robbie's retiring. I don't think there'll be a heap of list changes. They'll potentially have a fair bit in their salary cap to bring in. So they've talked about Dunkley, potentially Brody Grundy as well. We know he may be on the move if he wants to come home to South Australia. His brother played at Port Adelaide a couple of years ago. So there's a little bit to play out in the off-season, but as we know, it's a circus this time of year.
They seem to have too many forwards. They can't work that out, can they, with Marshall and Georgiadis, Dixon, Finlayson was a forward and doing well in the ruck. They just can't work that out.
Well, yeah, Dixon was out for the start of the year, and then they've tried a few things in the ruck throughout the back half of this, and I think they've got their right mix now. Marshall's come on, Georgiadis, Finlayson and Dixon as well.
Of course, as you know, Rock, being Adelaide royalty, I have got fingers in a lot of pies, including Port Adelaide pies. And my mates over there who are mad Port Adelaide are very excited about Jace Burgoyne.
Yeah, he weighs about 60 kilos, so about a third of Bill, and he's been really good since he's come in into the mix this year. They didn't expect him to play, and he's been really good since he came in, so I think he'll just go strength to strength. But I want to talk to you about the last showdown. I've got a little story for you. I don't know if I've told you, JB or Bill.
Well, this would be good, right, eh?
After the last showdown, there was a bit of controversy around who won the medal. We know that Dawson went back and kicked that goal after the siren, and one of the very few times that Fox Footy have flown their commentators over this season for the call, and I think it was round three, and I was there first game on the boundary for Triple M, and it was excitement. The Crows won. I went and interviewed Tex Walker, went over to the Fox Footy team to say good day to the boys, Matty Pavlich, Nicky Del Santo, shake their hand, said, "How you going? How exciting was that?" And Big Chief Dunstall's walked over beside him. I put my hand out to shake his hand. Turned his back on me and gave me nothing. He's like, "Who is this fat little kid from Triple M trying to speak to me?"
Nothing.
No, donuts. You got donuts out of the chief.
Is that normal from the chief?
No, yes. He's a lovely bloke.
That's very normal.
He's a lovely bloke.
That's completely normal.
I tell you what, he's a good judge of character and picks it up really, really quickly. Chief is very good at that. So he's worked you out very quickly, Tom. Don't go anywhere. Oh, you got something on. Maybe you can. What are you doing?
No, Bill.
Oh, the buffet's waiting, but I'll hang around.
I want to know what happened to your studio last week.
Got hot.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice.
Mm. No, this is a bit
come second four times. Yeah. The other way around.
Second four times.
Right now, the Baron of Benalla joins us, Tommy Rockliffe.
He does. Oh, he's big in Benalla. Big anywhere, actually. But now, Tom, has Dersma kicked a goal this year?
Yes, he has.
Is he still doing the bow and arrow?
Yes, he certainly is. He pulled out a couple of weeks ago.
I haven't seen him kick a goal, and I was wondering if he gave it away because he hadn't been in great form, so he's still going with it.
Yeah, still going with it. You got to watch footy to see that sort of stuff, Bill. And we know that you got sacked from special comments, and I think the quiz might actually be on its way out as well. It needs to get the arse after the weekend.
You see, in the week, it just stopped.
It just stopped.
The answer was
second time of the year.
Just say Josh Kennedy. So, you win the prize.
Well, it's interesting, Rock, because he goes over to Adelaide to do a cash job when he should have been doing his actual job. So he was doing the Saturday rub from the studio that you're in now, the Adelaide studios.
Wasn't cash.
We're sitting in the commentary box at Marvel, Rock. We've got fat, stupid, round head. And as the rub was getting on further and further, his head was getting shinier and shinier, and there was sweat dripping down his face. I'm roaring. Have a listen. Never doing this again.
Jeez, he looks hot. Bill looks hot.
Yakka Workwear, McDonald's and Remot Water. Train wreck quiz.
Look at his gut.
Glenn Rock's footy.
Sweating.
Jeez, those shakes are doing well.
So, Rock, can you let us in on why Fat's head was so shiny?
Well, you know that he was on Dead Set Legends, and you gave him that great story to run on the rub, and he shot early, which is not the first time he's done that.
True.
He went with that story early, and I was worried about him because he was over here promoting those weight loss shakes, which is embarrassing.
Nice
he's put on weight since he's been promoting them.
Yep.
So I thought, what can I do for him? How can I make him lose a couple of kilos? So I thought, well, we might as well put him in a sauna for the Saturday rub. So as he wandered back out to go through the form guide or whatever he does on his prep for the Saturday rub, and I just cranked the heater as hot as it could go in the studio.
That's it.
And just walked out and left it for him.
Yep. I love it.
No, well done, because I had no idea that had happened, obviously, Jim.
I knew you didn't have any idea.
And you obviously told Bernie, Rock, because Bernie kept saying, "You're right, Bill, you're looking hot," and all that. And I'm, you know, "Oh, shit, I am hot." And I didn't realise. And I thought it was the sun coming through the window, because you're up nice and high there at the Adelaide studio, no blind.
Huge, great big sweat patches under his armpits. Right. Well, like it was horrible.
I was sweating like a...
Yeah, sweaty man.
Yeah, sweaty
you
man.
Were. I'll finish that for you.
Thank you, Jim. And, mate, so good one, Rock. That wasn't bad, because it was like a sauna, and that's what I probably need.
Well, I was just doing you a favour, and there's one bloke I spoke to, Jim. He actually knew you during the week.
Yes.
It was Jared Neesham.
Yes, good
he was man. Your he was your footy coach at Claremont.
Well, he
back
would have told you plenty, Rock.
Oh, yeah. In the late 80s, early 90s. He said he wasted a lot of time on you.
Rock.
He told me that you were one of the least skilled players and most frightened players that he's ever seen.
Rock, now you can tell the truth, because you made that up. He's a great man, Jared Neesham.
That's what he told me.
I was picked when then Jeff Miles got bloody dropped from the Eagles. was the end of me. Joffa. I was playing centre half back.
I'm the Joffa, and I'm
back
off.
To the Rezzies.
That's what he used to say. I'm the Joffa.
No, he should be. He should the Queen's Birthday honours. He should be included
you
in there.
You talk highly of him.
What he has done in the Indigenous space with the Clontarf Colleges is quite simply extraordinary.
I was wondering, Rock, you and Bernie were having that big Triple M lunch over there in Adelaide. It's going to be huge. At a big pub, I think the pub holded 250 people.
Holded.
Yes, mate. Plenty of spaces for everyone, for the Adelaide supporters, for the Port Adelaide supporters. When we spoke to you on Saturday, you'd sold 12 tickets. 12 tickets. So how many have we sold at the minute?
Well, there's been a little bit play out from there. So we got up to 14, but then 14. Robbie Gray announced his retirement on Tuesday, and they're going to use that venue on the Sunday for the boys. So unfortunately, it won't be repaired by the time we have to go to air for the show on Thursday.
I think that's the worst excuse I've ever heard. Could have gone with a COVID one. So you sold 14 tickets and they've cancelled it.
Yeah, we sold 14, had to call it off, Bill. So we decided not to push on. You said that you did a sportsman where you had 10 people there, you and Dougie Hawkins.
Yeah, and we went down, sat at their tables, actually sat on the table with them and spoke to them directly.
And took full fee.
No, we had to halve the fee. For old Doug, he was on 300, he got 150. Oh. But 14 people.
Dead set legends. You're going to be changing the lineup a little because Cal Ferguson's heading over to India, as I understand it.
Oh, Callum.
Yeah, he's about to jet off in the next couple of weeks. So we've got big Travis Head coming on board. So I know that you have a good relationship with him, Bill.
You will, because his nickname's Empty Head. So I can't wait till you two get together, Jim.
Well, we're going to do a little shuffle when we do the overnight sport, and he's going to do the tennis names. How do you reckon he'll go there, Bill?
Now, one thing you learn if you can't pronounce words like yourself and like Cullum and like Bluey and like Empty like Head and like Fat, don't pronounce the names. Just say like you did. I remember watching a sports report you did on Channel 7 Adelaide. The Russian girl was good. She beat the girl from Britain.
As if I did that.
Yeah, I'll pull it out. Actually.
I tell you what you should do with Eddie, by the way, is do the show from his joint one time.
Oh, nice up there.
Where's
what
he live?
What the hell?
Where's he live?
He's up above McGill Estate, I think, above the winery. He looks down over all of Adelaide.
Empty. He's in the state for Fair. Empty.
Good on him.
Yeah.
Well, he's a very good batsman when he gets going. Wow, he's hard to get it. Righto, so what else? Anything else, Rock, as we sign you off?
Nah, just a showdown. I think it's going to be a huge game. And Robbie Gray, what an absolute champion he's been for a number of years. And Port Adelaide's best player. So hopefully they all turn up. But might run into you at the Christmas drinks this year, Bill, over there somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be good. Give me a yell out if you're coming. I'll fly to Perth. But is Robbie Gray Port Adelaide's greatest ever player? Yes.
You said that now three times.
Yes.
Yeah, for the fourth time, yes, he is. In my opinion, he is. I think what he's able to do when the game's there to be won, he turns it on its head, and he's won, what, 5 showdown medals now, 4 All-Australians. To come back from what he came back from, cancer, and then he was All-Australian the next year. I think that's forgotten a lot with Robbie Gray, that he actually went through a cancer battle, came back, and was All-Australian
the
next year.
Got his eye in now. Kane Corns, he have to be up there?
I think 300 games, but I think there's a fair few in front of him. I think his brother would nearly be
Bill.
In front of him.
300 games, Kane. You forget
that.
And a fireman.
We are saying goodbye now to Tommy Rockcliffe, our man. Good to see you, Rock, always.
Good on you. Thanks for having me.